On March the 23rd, President Cyril Ramaphosa ushered in a different way of life for all South Africans.
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days with effect from midnight on Thursday, the 26th of March.
A lot of us thought that once the initial 21 days of lockdown were over, life would go back to normal. But that wasn't the case. Now, 6 months into our national lockdown and finally entering lockdown level one, South Africans seem almost laissez-faire in their approach to COVID-19. We are definitely beginning to come to grips with our new normal. But for some South Africans, like 19-year-old Amy Falkvane, life has changed drastically because of COVID-19.
Based on the fact that everything is so fresh and it's new, my parents have passed away about 3 months ago. And it's been very, very tricky to handle my emotions.
Amy lost both her parents on the same day to COVID-19. For her, life has changed dramatically. An only child confronting her adulthood, Amy now lives with her paternal grandparents. She tells us about how she is handling the incredible turn her life has taken and how she hopes to make her parents proud.
I think when it really hit me is when, obviously, when I did the viewing of my parents just before the cremation, and then obviously after the funeral, I think it really hit me because everyone went back to their new type of normal, and you know, all of the attention that I was getting, like with the sympathy messages and stuff, those were all gone. And obviously coming back home to an empty house without them, I think that's when it really hit me that they are no longer here. I'm currently volunteering at the League of Defense of the Blind, my mom's work, where I will be helping the blind community. And obviously in that way, I think the connection with her is still there, and I would be doing what she would have been doing now. To make my parents proud, I think that is to finish my degree. I think that's how I would make them proud, and then continue to love their legacy. Like I said, I'll be volunteering at my mom's work, and I'll be involved in the blind community, and she was a big part of that. I think, you know, all the morals and values that they've taught me, just to continue that, to continue to bear that in mind and just carry on and move forward in life as they wanted me to, and, you know, have stand the firm ground that they've taught me, you know, and my belief in God, and, you know, to take challenges as they come and just continue fighting.
Amy is living through something that most parents and children dare not even imagine. And naturally, she has thought about how she got here and how COVID-19 managed to infiltrate her life and devastate her home.
So this is a really, it's a tricky question. Mainly because I don't know. I mean, it's possible that you can pick up the virus anywhere. However, I do think that because my dad got sick first, he worked at a psychiatric hospital, Alexandra in Maitland. He worked at that hospital. And so I think just because of, you know, he worked in a hospital and he worked with patients, whatever, and he was transporting patients from different hospitals, I think my dad might have contracted the virus there, and then obviously he came home and he passed it on to my mom, and then of course I got sick as well.
But Amy is getting on day by day and thanks her support system for helping her navigate this difficult time.
Every day gets a bit better. and you feel a bit stronger. I also have a lot of support around me. That includes the friends and family that is quite helping with me coping with my emotions. So I would say that at the moment my emotions are okay.
So while everyone is settling into their so-called new normal, it's worth remembering that for some South Africans, life after COVID-19 will never be the same again. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller. This interview was conducted by reporter Navashni Nair.